Mr. Chairman and friends. I think most of you know, or at least have understood, that I don't belong to New Zealand. Don't belong in the sense that I wasn't born and brought up here, and that I don't even belong, appearances notwithstanding, to India. I came from England some 3 months ago. In fact, I arrived in New Zealand exactly 3 months ago to this very day. And I didn't come for the sake of the sunshine, even though I am glad to have been able to enjoy quite a lot of sunshine. I didn't come to see old friends, even though I have been very glad indeed to see them. And I didn't even come on business. It wasn't even anything to do with making money. I think I may say that the purpose of my visit was probably unique, because the purpose for which I came was to establish here in New Zealand an offshoot of the Western Buddhist order. The purpose of my visit was to give what we call the Upasaka and Upasika ordinations. Ordinations, that is to say, as lay brothers and lay sisters. In other words, the purpose of my visit, the main purpose, was to help bring into existence the nucleus of what we call a spiritual community. Now, since my arrival, some of you at least have been in personal contact with me, have been participating in activities of various kinds, which I've had the opportunity of conducting since my arrival. So that you've been able to see with your own eyes, as it were, what was actually happening. Some of you indeed have actually seen, in the course of a 10-day retreat, the order itself come into existence, even seen people receiving ordination. In some cases, of course, you've received ordination yourselves. So that there are quite a few people who had some idea at least of what spiritual community is all about. But to others, even though they might have heard about it or heard other people talking about it, to others it may not be so clear. Some of you may even be a little confused as to what the spiritual community really is. So tonight we're going to take up the topic of the meaning of the spiritual community, which means that we're going to go into, at least a little deeply, something which is very practical, even very down to earth indeed. Those of you who attended the first lecture will remember that it was on the ideal of human enlightenment. That is to say, it dealt really with a very lofty subject, nothing less than the ideal of human enlightenment itself, if you like, the ideal of Buddhahood, and it dealt with it in a very general way. And in the second lecture, what meditation really is, we dealt, in part at least, with quite advanced, quite sublime spiritual experiences, such as might not come to everybody, at least not for quite a while, not until after they've completed quite a lot of spiritual practice. But tonight, on the contrary, we are dealing with something that could well be of personal and practical significance for everybody present. And we're dealing with the subject under three main headings. We're going to inquire who are the members of the spiritual community, where is the spiritual community to be found, and finally, what do the members of the spiritual community do? Do for themselves, do for one another, do even for the world.